a soldier led to the Lord. I was seeking to lead a young soldier to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, but like most men, he tried to evade the essential issue with a promise, "I'll think it over." "Harry," I said, "let me illustrate. You are out with the boys some night scouting an enemy post, and on the way back you get hit hard. Another soldier stops long enough to pick you up and carry you back to your own lines, and for his trouble gets 2 bullets in the back. You are both taken to the hospital, and by tender care are won back from the very jaws of death. 2 months later, the doctor brings in a poor fellow who limps badly and moves with evident pain. They stop at your bedside, and the doctor says, 'Harry, I want to introduce you to Bill Smith, the man who risked his life to save you.' You fold your arms and say, 'I'm not sure I want to meet him. I'll think it over.' Now, you wouldn't say that, would you? You would grasp him by the hand and try to tell him something of the gratitude you feel. I want to introduce you to the Lord Jesus Christ, the man who not only risked his life, but sacrificed it to save you. And you propose to turn your back on him and say, 'You'll think it over?' 'No,' he said, 'I'll accept him.' Together we knelt while he told the Lord that he, at that moment, accepted him as his personal Savior." Go and tell. Now for the last point, a most important point. If you open your Bible at Romans 10:9-11, you will read, quote, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." End quote. You say you have accepted Christ. Go and tell someone. Do not be ashamed to confess him. Why should you be? Suppose I had fallen off a wharf, injuring myself so that I could not swim, and a laborer working on a coal barge had plunged in and saved me. If a month later you saw me walking down Main Street, and the same laborer, all begrimed with coal dust, coming up from the opposite direction, and you saw that I noticed him first, but deliberately turned to look into a store window so that I would not have to stop and greet him, what would you think of me? You have declared that you believe the Lord Jesus Christ has given his life to save you. Occasions will arise when you will meet face to face in the presence of those who despise him. Will you be ashamed and look the other way? Or will you honor him in both word and deed as your Lord and Savior? Having really accepted him, you must and you will acknowledge him and help others also to trust in Christ. Telling others about the Savior is one way of showing your gratitude. The Lord is good. Tell it wherever you go. The Lord is good. Tell it that others may know. Tell of his blessings and tell of his love. Tell how he's coming from heaven above. The Lord is good. Tell it wherever you go. Whatever your reaction to this audiobook, we would welcome the opportunity of helping you further if you could kindly write to us at gospel@mytenga.com.